The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol? I've got 17 questions for you on Christmas movie quotes. On Christmas Eve, this is Trivia with Buds. It be and happy Christmas Eve, everybody. We're just one day away from one of my favorite holidays of the year, Christmas. Who doesn't like Christmas? I know some people don't. They get sick of the songs early on. They hate the shopping. But man, I can't tell you a Christmas that I didn't love dearly. This is the trivia show that comes out every single day, and you are in the right place if you want some Christmas trivia, because today's episode is all about Christmas movie quotes. I will give you a quote, and you will deliver the movie title to me if you're playing along at home. This is a great one to listen to if you're on a plane ride with somebody. Share a headphone, slide over a little bit closer, and battle in these 17 questions. This is from a website called southernliving.com, and they compiled these in a slideshow, so I'm just kind of going through the slideshow and reading you the Christmas movie quote, and you will tell me what movie it's from. So this will be a ton of fun. Hopefully you're having a safe holiday season. You're traveling somewhere. Maybe you're already there. You're putting this on, and everyone's playing along. This is a fun thing to do if you're, with your friends, your family, having some hot cocoa or a nice Irish mule, as I like to mix up in a nice copper cup this time of year, with some ginger beer and some Jameson. There's a recipe for you. Ginger beer, some lime, or some lime juice if you don't have a fresh lime, and some Jameson in a copper mug with some ice. Ooh, it's like my favorite drink. It reminds me of the holidays. That's the one I've adopted over the last 5 years or so. So that is for you to take and do with what you will. We're going to jump into these questions while you get your drinks going right about now. These are 17 on Christmas movie quotes. Here we go. All right, I'll give you the quote. You tell me what Christmas movie it's from. Here's question number one. Don't be a cotton-headed ninny muggins. Number one, don't be a cotton-headed ninny muggins. Question number two. Look, Daddy, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Number two, look, Daddy, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings. Number three, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. Number four, and may all your Christmases be white. Merry Christmas. Number four, and may all your Christmases be white. Merry Christmas. Number five, the four main food groups are candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. Number five, the four main food groups, candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup. Question number six, Christmas was on its way, lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas, upon which the entire kid year revolved. Number six, Christmas was on its way, lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas, upon which the entire kid year revolved. Number seven, oh, Christmas isn't just a day, it's a frame of mind. Number seven, oh, Christmas isn't just a day, it's a frame of mind. Number eight, Christmas is just about my favorite time. Ever since I was a little kid, I always felt like it was my own personal holiday. Number eight, Christmas is just about my favorite time. Ever since I was a little kid, I always felt like it was my own personal holiday. Number nine, you're skipping Christmas. Isn't that against the law? Number nine, you're skipping Christmas. Isn't that against the law? Number 10 on your Christmas movie quotes, blast this Christmas music, it's joyful and triumphant. Blast this Christmas music, it's joyful and triumphant. Number 11, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas. That one's kind of weird. Number 11. Number 12, seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see. Seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see. Number 13, and this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Number 13, and this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Number 14, it's Christmas Eve for a couple of hours out of the whole year. We are the people that we always hoped we would be. Number 14, it's Christmas Eve for a couple of hours out of the whole year. We are the people that we always hoped we would be. Number 15, Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Number 16, that's what Christmas memories are made from. They're not planned, they're not scheduled. Nobody puts them in their BlackBerry, they just happen. Number 16, that's what Christmas memories are made from. They're not planned, they're not scheduled. Nobody puts them in their BlackBerry, they just happen. And number 17, maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. Number 17, maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. All right, those were your movie quotes. A couple of them were used twice, so keep that in mind if you're going over your score. A couple were used twice, and we're going to go over the answers to those Christmas movie quotes in just a second. All right, here are the answers to the Christmas movie quote name off. Number one, don't be a cotton-headed ninny muggins, of course, is from Elf. Elf. There were a lot of Ninny Muggins-related trivia team names this last week before the holidays at my live events. Number two, look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings, of course, is It's a Wonderful Life, a movie I've never seen, and I don't know why. I think I watched it as a kid, but I don't remember it. I have to watch it as an adult. Number three, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal, is Home Alone. Home Alone? The fake movie he's watching in the movie within a movie. I'd love to see whatever that movie is. Someone should make that movie. Number four, and may all your Christmases be white. Merry Christmas is White Christmas. So these first four are pretty easy off the bat. They get a little bit harder as we go along. Number five was a repeat of number one. The four main food groups, candy, candy canes, candy corn, and syrup, is also from Elf with Will Ferrell, directed by Jon Favreau. Number six, Christmas was on its way. Lovely, glorious, beautiful Christmas upon which the entire kid year revolved. That was my bad impression of the guy, the narrator from A Christmas Story, A Christmas Story. Ralphie shoots his eye out. Number seven. Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind. Miracle on 34th Street. I think the Santa, Kris Kringle, says that in the movie. Number eight. Christmas is just about my favorite time. Ever since I was a little kid, I always felt like it was my own personal holiday. That was Ernest Saves Christmas. If you got that one, you're real smart. Ernest Saves Christmas. Number nine, you're skipping Christmas. Isn't that against the law? Christmas with the Cranks, Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis. Not a terrible movie. I think I watched it on Netflix a couple years back. Number 10, blast this Christmas music. It's joyful and triumphant. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Then we moved on to the next one, which was number 11, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas. That is Christmas Vacation. Christmas Vacation. There was like a typo on that one, so it was hard for me to read, but hopefully you remember that it was Christmas Vacation. He talks about tap dancing with Danny F and K right there, a little bit after that quote. The next one was The Polar Express. Seeing is believing, but sometimes the most real things in the world are the things we can't see. Tom Hanks in The Polar Express. The next one was kind of biblical, talking about swaddling a baby in clothes. Glory to God in the highest. Charlie Brown Christmas. That was also tough. I would not have been able to place that one myself, but that was a quote from the Charlie Brown Christmas special. Next up we had It's Christmas Eve for a couple of hours out of the whole year. We get to be the people we always hoped we would be. Scrooged with Bill Murray. Scrooged. Then we had Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? That was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Number 16, that's what Christmas memories are made from. They're not planned, they're not scheduled. Nobody puts them in their BlackBerry, they just happen. Deck the Halls, a kind of forgotten Christmas movie with Danny DeVito and Matthew Broderick about decorating their houses. Not a bad movie. I actually like that better probably than A Christmas with the Cranks. And number 17, Maybe Christmas, He Thought, Doesn't Come from a Store. Maybe Christmas perhaps means a little bit more. That was also how the Grinch stole Christmas. So those were your 17 Christmas movie quotes. How'd you do out of 17? Did you beat a friend? Did you beat a family member? And what did you win from them? Was there a wager? Did you get some sort of gift card from the deal? Let me know in a tweet, in a message, in an email. You can always email me, ryanbuds@gmail.com. You can always go to my website, triviawithbuds.com. Click around. You can see all kinds of fun stuff on there. There's videos to watch. There's testimonials and Yelp reviews to read. And you can hit me up on the contact form on there as well if you have a specific question about anything. Thank you guys so much for listening. Happy Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas. And we'll see you tomorrow on Christmas Day. At some point for another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Cheers.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.